请姐妹我们一起祷告。
Let us pray, brothers and sisters.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
The Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
是你带到把我们带到神的面前。
We thank you for bringing us to God.
我们今天来到你面前来敬拜你。
We come to worship you today.
你让我们真的是用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So teach us how to worship you in truth and in spirit.
也给我自己有一个受教的舌头。
Keep us a heart that will be teachable.
让我知道怎么样用你的话语来扶持我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that we know how to use your words to serve each brothers and sisters.
也给我们一个受教的耳朵。
Also give us a teachable ear.
让我们能够听你自己的话。
So that we can listen to your words.
我们定义要听你自己的话。
So that we set our mind to listen to your words.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
用你们我们想一下，当主耶稣跟他们当时的人，特别是他的门徒哈，
So, brother, sister, let's think in those days when our Lord Jesus spending time with his disciples.
那么当时有一些犹太人来讲，他们听这些东西，他们心里面一定很不高兴。
There were some Jewish people when they heard it, I'm sure they were not happy.
因为这不是他们所期望的。
Because this was not what they were expecting.
因为当时他们在列强的统治之下。
In those days, they were under the control of the Romans.
那么对他们来讲，他们受欺压。
They were oppressed.
那么后来主耶稣告诉他们说，要拿你的礼，如果有人要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也给他。
So the Jesus told them, if somebody want to take your outer cloak and you give them your inner garments as well.
他们所期望的是一个强势的弥赛亚。
So they were expecting a powerful Messiah.
不是一个婴孩。
It's not an infant.
他们想一定是一个哇，从天上下来的这个我们叫做 Superman 哈，然后下来救人。
So they were expecting a Superman that coming from heaven to save all.
不是一个婴孩。
It's not an infant.
也不是一个告诉我们说有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。
It's not if someone would teach us to give them our right side of face if they slap us on the left.
那么今天我们要思想主耶稣他讲温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
So today we're going to meditate on blessed are those who are meek because for they will inherit the earth.
这些经文是从诗篇第37篇第11节过来的。
So this is taken from verse 11 verse Psalm 37.
诗篇第37篇第11节我念给你们听。
Psalm 37 verse 11.
他说但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
如果我们再往前推两节的话，
If we go back for two verses,
他说因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land.
他说还有片时，恶人要归于无有。
Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more.
你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有。
And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there.
他说，但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
在旧约里面，让我们看见承受地土就是承受从神来的祝福，或者是从神来的应许，或者是从神来的。因为在那个地方，我们看见从神来的这个替他伸冤哈。
And to in the Old Testament, to inherit the land is inherit the promise from God, inherit the blessings from God, and inherit that God will make peace with them.
那么 在这一节经节呢，他说温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
So in this verse, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land.
我自己相信在这里不是告诉我们我们会有忽然你这个会有一亩地给你哈。
This is not to tell us that we're going to be giving land.
因为如果我们从第五章第三节，我们第一个福，他说虚心的人有福了。
So from 5-3, blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
因为他说什么？因为天国是他们的。
For the kingdom is theirs.
那么当我们从圣经上面看到天国的时候，
When we see the word kingdom in the Bible,
那是神的应许，也是神的福分。
So that is God's promise, is also God's blessing.
地土是不能进入神的国的。
The land, people cannot enter God's kingdom.
所以我自己觉得在这个地方他讲说承受地土，他并不是说真正的是给我们一个地土。
When they say we inherit the earth, doesn't mean they give us the land.
而是他给我们应许，他要祝福我们。
It's a promise that he will bless us.
就好像在诗篇里面告诉我们说他带我们经过水火。
Just like in the Psalm, he will lead us through flood and fire.
他会引导我们进入丰盛之处。
He will lead us into prosperity.
那么我们今天就要讲说温柔的人有福了。
So today we'll say, blessed are the meek.
什么是温柔？
What is meekness?
在新约里面用这个字，它和懦弱和畏缩不前，或者是缺乏安全感是完全没有关系的。
So in the Bible, it's not related to being insecure, it being timid.
这个字它是用来形容哈，就好像一匹野马。
Is to describe a group of wild horses.
它被驯服之后
，so they were submitted.
那么他还是保有他自己的速度，保有他自己的力量。
They can still continue to possess their might and their speed.
可是他不会再随着他自己的野性而发作。
But they would not act on their own wild nature.
他不会再随着他的野性跑，就是猛跑，或者是随便的破坏什么东西。
So they would not run or destroy things according to their wild nature.
而是完全听他主人的命令。
And they completely listen to their master.
主人要他跑，他就跑。
When the master told him to run, he will run.
主人要他停，他就停。
So the master told him to stop, he will stop.
那在旧约里面有一个字是跟这个温柔是相当的。
There is an equivalent word in the Old Testament.
那么中文呢常常翻译成比方说谦卑啦。
So in Chinese we translate into humble.
或者是说降卑自己啦。
Or humble yourselves.
甚至他说困苦。
Or is difficult.
那么来自我惩戒。
Or is self-punishing.
那我们从旧约圣经里面，或者是从新约圣经里面，我们都可以看到，圣经里面有不少的人有这种品德。
We can see that in both Old Testament and New Testament, many characters in the Bible have such virtue.
那主耶稣在这里讲到，温柔的人有福了，所以我们知道这是一个很重要的一件事情。
So when Jesus said that the blessed are the meek, we know this is a very important matter.
在以弗所书第四章第二节那边，我们以前讲过，他也讲到说，虚心的人有福了，对吧？要谦虚自己，对不对？他说，我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔。
So in Ephesians chapter 4, he says, the prisoners of the Lord entreat you to walk in manners worthy of the calling that you need.With humility and gentleness.
温柔是一个很重要的品格。
So, being meek or gentle is a very important virtue.
不但对我们基督徒的生命，
not only to our Christian life,
而且对我们基督徒在教会里面的合一，
and also relating to our being united in the church.
教会里面合一是一个很重要的事情。
It is important of oneness in the church.
然后主耶稣他也告诉我们，在马太福音第十一章那边告诉我们说，他说要我们学他的样子。
In Matthew 11, our Lord Jesus told us to imitate his examples.
因为他是温柔的。
Because he is meek.
那么温柔哈，不是说你们认不认识林黛玉啊？
I don't know if you heard of the character 林黛玉。
我们就觉得说她是那种很温柔哈。
We think she is very gentle.
你要如果去看书，你会去想象的话，就是一个瘦不拉几的一个女的。
So if you read the book, you will imagine this is a young lady who is very, very thin.
这是我想象啊。
This is my imagination.
然后我们就把这些温柔啊跟她连在一起了。
So we connect that with being gentle.
如果我们从圣经上面去看，温柔有正面和负面的意思。
So from the Bible, there are both negative and positive aspects of being meek.
对我来讲都是正面的啊。
To me, it's positive.
那么一个温柔的人，他是很刚强的。
So a meek person is very strong.
他是非常勇敢的。
Is courageous.
那我们中文常常讲说中庸之道，对不对？
So we know in Chinese that we think we keep in the middle.
那我觉得他是真的是中庸啊。
So he is right in the middle.
一个温柔的人，他是有节制的。
He has self-discipline.
他可能有很多的能力
，He may have many abilities.
他也有很多的这个智慧，或者是他有很多的长处。
Maybe he has many strengths and wisdom.
在人看来，但是当他自己在神面前的时候，他愿意把这些事情全部让神去管理。
But when he is before God, he shall let God manage all this.
他让圣灵去管理。
He will let the Spirit control.
他完全的降服在神的主权之下。
So he will submit himself to the sovereignty of God.
他是一个人，他会把别人的利益放在他自己的利益之前。
He will put other people's benefits before his own.
这就是哥林多前书十三章那边告诉我们说，不求自己的益处。
This is what it taught us in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Do not seek your own benefit.
那么这个人也是很安静的。
And this is also a quiet, peaceful person.
他可以安静下来。
He can quiet himself.
他也是平静安稳的。
He's peaceful and stable.
那我们现在讲到负面的表现。
Let's look at the negative part of it.
我觉得很有意思的就是这个人他不会为他自己宣传。
He will not boast for himself.
他不会为他自己邀功。
He would not bribe for himself.
他也不会为他自己辩护。
He will not defend himself.
他也不会轻易发怒。
He's not easy to anger.
他被批评、被重伤的时候，他不会生气。
When he's being criticized and being hurt, he would not be angry.
或者是他里面不会有情绪的反应。
There's no emotional reaction.
因为他的名声是完全建立在神的名声上面。
Because his reputation is built upon God's reputation.
他也不会报仇的。
He will not revenge.
他不是一个懦弱的人。
He's not a weak person.
他也不是一个做好人的人。
He's not a person just want to be a good one.
他也不是自我独立。
He's not self-dependent.
他也不是被动的。
He's not passive.
他不是缺乏安全感。
He does not lack any sense of security.
他也不是自卑。
He's not just self-pity.
我讲的这些，你们一定会心里面想，马牧师，你从哪里搞出来这么多？
So you may think, where did I get all of this?
我们下面看圣经里面几个人物哈。
Let's look at several characters in the Bible.
首先，我们就想到摩西。
We look at the Moses.
在民数记第十二章第三节那边告诉我们。
In Numbers
十二章第三节。
3.
他告诉我们说摩西为人极其谦和。
It says Moses is very humble.
他胜过世上所有的人。
He's over better than many of the people of the earth.
如果我们对摩西带领以色列人出埃及的整个经过的话，你大概有一个印象啊。
You may have a impression when Moses led the Israelites through the wilderness.
从神开始拣选他，叫他去埃及跟法老面对面。
When he was chosen by God to face Pharaoh in Egypt,
原先是有点不愿意去。
He was hesitant, didn't want to go.
你们记不记得他在埃及的时候，他这个动手打死了一个埃及人？
You remember that he killed an Egyptian when he was in Egypt.
他是一个王子。
He was a prince.
你可以想象他的在体力方面，在体能方面，他一定受过很多训练。
You think he must have a lot of exercise, discipline in strength.
所以他很容易就可以把人家打死掉。
So he can easily kill a person.
但是当神要拣选他的时候，
When God chose him,
虽然我们常常有人讲说，哇，经过了40年跟羊在一起哈。
We may think he spent 40 years with the sheep.
再有智慧再有能力的人大概也会没有把握了。
No matter how capable he is, he may not be confident.
我也许他就是这个样子。
Maybe that's the way he is.
但是我仍然看见，就是当他看见神，看见那个荆棘被烧，但是呢荆棘却没有被烧掉。
So when we see that he saw the bush, it was burning but not burned.
所以他知道他的祖先所信的这一位神真的是所谓的创造天地宇宙万物的真神。
So he knew that the God that his ancestor worshipped is the true God that created the universe.
虽然他不认识他，
Even though he did not know him.
所以他一直都推迟。
And, But he was, that's why he kept it toRefuse.
当然神也花了一番功夫要说服他，对不对？
I'm sure God tried to persuade him.
但是当他进了埃及之后，
After he entered Egypt,
他面对以色列人的软弱，
He was facing the weakness of the Egyptians and the Israelites.
他进了埃及之后，他面对了这个法老的这个叫做什么权柄。
So when he entered Egypt, he was facing the authority of a Pharaoh.
他一点都不惧怕。
He was not fearful.
他把以色列人带出埃及之后，
After he led the Israelites out of Egypt,
对以色列人的软弱，
So the weakness of the Israelites,
他毫不留情地指责他们，
He criticized, rebuked them.
甚至他也敢站在耶和华神的面前替他们求情。
He also made supplication before Jehovah for the Egypt, Israelites.
他也生气啊。
He also gets mad.
最后神不让他进迦南。
We know that God did not allow him to enter Canaan.
我觉得这个地方是最难的。
I think that's the most difficult part.
在40年跟以色列人在旷野里面。
After spend 40 years in the wilderness with Egypt, with Israel,
亲眼见过神借着他的手行了神迹奇事。
He has witnessed all the miracles performed by God through His hands.
但是他却没有办法在最后的时候跟以色列人一起进入迦南。
But at the end, he could not enter Canaan with the Israelites.
但是我们知道神很看重他。
But we know God looked upon him very favorably.
在希伯来书里面就讲到了。
So it was talked about in the book of Hebrews.
摩西是一个很温柔的人。
So, Moses is a very meek person.
下面一个就是约瑟。
Then we have Joseph.
约瑟我们都很熟悉了，是不是？
We are familiar with Joseph.
虽然被他的哥哥们嫉妒。
Even though he was envied by his brothers and
被他们出卖到埃及。
And was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
然后在埃及受了许许多多的苦。
He also suffered a great deal in Egypt.
但是他心里面他就知道怎么样仰望神。
But he knew then how to depend on God.
我想在他受苦的时候，他大概还不太知道神到底是什么意思。
I'm sure when he was in suffering, he did not understand the meanings.
但是我们从圣经上面看见，他是一个很敬畏神的人。
But we know from the Bible, he is a God-fearing person.
最后，当他看见他的哥哥们跟他会面，然后他的爸爸从迦南地过来。
At the last, when he faced all his brothers, and his father who came from Canaan.
他知道这是神为了要保全许多人的性命。
He knew this was because God wanted to protect the lives of many.
所以他可以原谅他的哥哥们。
So he could forgive his brothers.
在创世纪里面，形容约瑟告诉我们，有好几次都告诉我们说，耶和华神与约瑟同在。
In many times in the Genesis, it tells us the God, Jehovah, are with Joseph.
因为他把他自己交给神。
Because he present himself to God.
在新约里面，我们也看到有一两位。
There are a couple people in the New Testament.
我们在四福音里面记载到彼得。
We know that Peter was recorded in the Gospels.
彼得在还没有信主之前。
Before he became a believer.
他像一匹啊，我自己看到的就像一匹没有驯服的野马。
He's like one of those wild horses.
可是因为主耶稣的缘故。
But because of our Lord Jesus.
他看见他自己的罪。
He saw his own sin.
因为他在最后，当主耶稣复活之后，他见到主耶稣的复活的生命之后，他被改变。
Because he was changed after he faced the resurrect life of Jesus.
但是他仍然保有他那种还没有被驯服以前的那种性格。
But he still have the character before he was trained.
所以我们在使徒行传里面看见，当他自己把他降服在圣灵的管理之下。
So we can see after he, in the book of Acts, he submit himself under the Spirit.
他不会为他自己过去因为三次不认主而好像觉得羞惭。
He no longer feels shame for denying Jesus three times in the past.
他敢在所有的人的面前公开的为主做见证。
He dared to make witness for the Lord in public.
那么新约另外还有一个人。
There's another person in the New Testament.
就叫做保罗。
It's Paul.
他也是为了主的缘故。
Also because of the Lord.
他被关起来。
He was imprisoned.
被他自己的同胞来残害他。
He was harmed by his own people.
但是他不抱怨。
But he has no complaints.
他为了他自己同胞的救恩。
He was because of the salvation of his own people.
他在神面前他说他自己宁可他被弃。
So he was willing to be forsaken by people.
那些犹太人那样子的逼迫他。
Even though he was persecuted by the Jews.
仍然是一样。
But to him, it's the same.
他只为基督做见证。
He only witnessed for Christ.
他不为他自己辩护。
He would not defend himself.
他不但自己存心温柔，这是他告诉哥林多教会的人啊。
He told the people in the Corinth that he was not humble.
他也要他们每一个人都存着温柔的心。
He wants them, all of them, to have a humble heart.
这些人我们看见刚才我们所讲的，他们都有一个相同的特点。
Those people, they have one that we just talked about, they have one common character.
他们非常的刚强。
They are strong, very strong.
也非常的勇敢。
They are courageous.
但是他们却有节制。
But they have self-discipline.
他们相信神的主权。
They believe in God's sovereignty.
把自己完完全全的交给神。
They submit themselves completely to God.
受圣灵的管理。
To be controlled by the Spirit.
不求自己的益处。
Do not seek their own benefit.
不为他自己伸冤。
Will not revenge for themselves.
最后我们要回到主耶稣的身上。
Now we should go back to our Lord Jesus.
因为他是为我们信心创始成终的主。
Because he is the Lord who has completed our faith.
前面这些人都有一个温柔的心。
All those people have a humble heart.
也是因为主耶稣的缘故。
It's also because of Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过，圣经上告诉我们说，主耶稣是首生的。
So you know that the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus is the firstborn.
所以常常就有人说，哇，主耶稣也是被生下来的嘛。
So they say, oh, Jesus was also born.
弟兄姐妹，在这个地方，他只是告诉我们，他是第一个从死里首先复活的。
So this would tell us he's the only the first one that resurrected from death.
所以我们后面的人信他的人，我们把我们自己交给他的人，我们都会跟他一样。
So all the people who comes after to follow him to believe in him will be the same as him.
那我们要想一下，在许多完美的品德中，在圣经里面有好多许多完美的品德，为什么他就说柔和谦卑？
So let's think, there are so many good virtues in the Bible. Why would Jesus talk about meek and gentle?
他为什么说他心里柔和谦卑？
Why would they say that they are humble in heart?
你知道，我们如果去看主耶稣的生平，
If you look the life of our Lord Jesus,
清清楚楚的把主耶稣他的工作和他的本性描写出来，他是完全的照着天父的旨意去做。
So clearly we can see his work and his life, he did everything according to the will of the Father.
圣经上甚至告诉我们说他定义照着父神的旨意做事情。
The Bible tells he is determined to do things according to the Father.
完全没有他自己的意思。
That's not only his own desires.
他可以有他自己的意思。
He could have his own desire.
我们常常在讨论说什么自由意志啊，弟兄姐妹，你们有没有讨论过这个？
Have you ever discussed the issue of a free will?
主耶稣他可以把他自己所有的事情彰显出来。
Jesus could demonstrate all things about him.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
如果我自己在看的时候，如果照着我们人的这个标准，他不会做错事情的。
According to our standard, he will not do anything wrong.
但是他没有这么做。
But he did not do so.
他没有照着他自己的意思在这个世界上做事情。
He did not do anything in this world according to his own will.
他告诉我们他完全照着父神的旨意做事。
He's completely did all things according to God.
所以他在约翰福音17章当他快要离开这个世界的时候。
So right before he was leaving the world in chapter 17 of John.
他可以很明显的告诉神，
he told God,
他说你要我在这个世界上所做的事情我都做了。
What you have taught me to do in this world I have all completed.
让我跟你分享你的荣耀。
So that I may share your glory.
这是主耶稣的赞美啊。
So this is his praise.
因为我们能不能这样子赞美神？
Can we praise God in such a manner?
我们很多时候在这个世界上，我们做事情是照着我们自己的心意做事。
Oftentimes we do things according to our own desires.
然后我们还会赞美神。
And we also know how to praise God.
我们还是把荣耀都归给神。
To give all the glory to God.
这不是柔和谦卑。
This is not being gentle, being humble.
他降生在贫苦的家庭当中。
He died in a poor family.
他放弃了天上一切的荣华富贵。
He given up all the glory of heavenly.
他受了身体的限制。
He was limited by his body.
他不再是无所不在。
He no longer being omnipotent.
他不再是独立自主。
He's no longer independent.
他也暂时放下了他的主权。
He also given up his sovereignty temporarily.
他把他自己伏在人的权柄之下。
He submitted himself under the authority of men.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是表现出来他顺服天父的旨意。
This demonstrates how he submitted himself to Father's will.
圣经上告诉我们说，要顺服权在上掌权的。
The Bible teaches us that we ought to submit ourselves to those in authority.
做儿女的要顺服自己的父母亲。
Children should submit yourself to your parents.
为什么？
Why?
神为什么把权柄放在我们上面？
Why does God place authority over us?
因为神要我们学习顺服神。
Because God wants us to learn how to be submissive to God.
主耶稣做到了。
Our Lord Jesus completed.
所以后来神使他从死里复活。
That's why God resurrected him from death.
将他升为至高。
So he can be promoted high.
使他成为基督。
So he became Christ.
就是救世主。
Is the Messiah.
而且叫他能够住在信他的、接受他的人心中。
So that he may live in those who receive him and believe in him.
使他们成为神的儿女。
So they can become children of God.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过，这就是温柔。
Have you ever thought about this is meek?
我们怎么学会温柔呢？
How can we learn to be meek?
从圣经上面看，
From the Bible，
主耶稣在马太福音11章29节28、29、30那边告诉我们，
Our Lord tell us in Matthew 11:27-29，
就是要 来到主耶稣那里。
To come to our Lord Jesus.
我们要认定了自己是软弱的。
We need to confess we are weak.
自己是不顺服的。
We are not submissive.
我们总是照着我自己的本相在这个世界上活着。
We live in this world according to our own nature.
我们只能来到主耶稣那里，靠着圣灵的工作，因着信主耶稣为你舍命，为你钉死在十字架上，我们能够与主耶稣联合。
We can only come to our Lord Jesus because we believe He has died for us on the cross, and then we can come to Him, be united with Him.
把你的主权，把你的权利。完完全全降服在主耶稣的主权之下。
So、you submit your own sovereignty before our Lord Jesus.
我们常常讲说 ，Hey, this is my right, 对不对
？We often think is that 我有权利这么做。
但是当我们来到主耶稣面前的时候，你要把这个 right 给他。
So when we come before our Lord Jesus, we have to give Him all our rights.
不是你自己决定什么是对，什么是错。
It's not you determine what's right, what's wrong.
是神决定的对还是错。
God has decided what's right, what's wrong.
在生命经里面告诉我们，神啊叫以色列人不可以用两种不同的动物耕田，是不是啊
？In Deuteronomy, God taught us, prohibit us to.Cultivate the land by two different kind of animals.
就是他们耕地的时候用一对牛。
So they do it with a pair of oxen.
你们知道那个轭啊，就是那个架在两个牛的肩膀上面。
So you know the yoke that was put on the shoulder of the oxen.
所以这两只牛呢可以同步做事情。
So these two oxen can work together step by step.
然后很多时候以色列人他们会用一个很有经验的牛来训练一个新的牛。
So oftentimes the Israelites will use one experienced oxen to teach an inexperienced one.
那么这个新的牛它如果不顺着那一位有经验的牛那一只哈应该我们可不可以讲说一位牛哈不行哈 OK 那么顺着那一个牛有经验的牛走的话
If the inexperienced one does not follow the experienced one,
你知道这个新的牛哈，它会受到许多的苦和压力。
So the new one will suffer a lot of pressure and trouble,
而且给主人带来许多的麻烦。
And bring many trouble for the master.
所以神在旧约里面就不准以色列人用牛或者是驴来耕地。
That's why.God prohibited Israelites to use an oxen and a donkey together.
因为这是两个不同的本性。
Because two different natures.
牛和驴是不同的本性的。
Donkey and oxen are different.
他们是不能同父一轭的。
They cannot carry the same yoke.
你们有没有想过，主耶稣他说，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
Have you thought that Jesus told us to take his yoke and follow his example?
你如果去想这个轭的事情的话
If you think about the yoke,
你知道我们跟主耶稣的性格是完全不一样的
You know, we are entirely different from our Lord Jesus.
但主耶稣却邀请我们跟他同父一轭
But the Lord invite us to be on the same yoke with him.
弟兄姐妹，唯一你能做的一件事情
，the only one thing you can do，
就是把你自己完完全全交给他
，is to completely submit yourself to him.
你以耶稣基督的心为心
，so you will take Lord Jesus' heart as your heart.
以他的思想为思想
，and his thought is your thought.
我。自从我了解这一件事情之后，我就想到，我每次想到这边的时候，我就会很受感动啊。
So ever since I understood this point, whenever thought of this, I was deeply moved.
他不准牛跟驴一起耕种。
He would not allow the donkey and the oxen to work together.
他说两个不同性情的、不同本性的是不能合在一起的。
They cannot be together because they have a different nature.
但是他却邀请我们。 跟他一起同负一轭。
So he invited us to carry the same yoke with him.
而且他告诉我们，他说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
So he also told us his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
他说你们这样子做，你们才能够享受安息。
Only by doing this, you can enter rest.
弟兄姐妹，所以第三十节那边告诉马太福音第十一章三十节那边告诉我们，我们不再是背负重担的人。
So in Matthew, tell us we are no longer heavy laden.
弟兄姐妹，你怎么知道你自己是不是一个温柔的人？
So brother, sister, how do you know you are a meek person?
我有几个问题。
I have several questions.
你是不是常常为你自己辩护？
Are you often defend yourself?
你是不是常常为你自己伸冤？
You're often venting for yourself?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要像主一样，把我们自己交托给我们的神。
So we need to learn just like our Lord Jesus to submit ourselves to God.
完全的降服。
Completely surrender ourselves to God.
盼望我们弟兄姐妹能够在神的面前看见这件事情。
I wish that all of us can see this before God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把我们弟兄姐妹都交托在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we entreat all the brothers and sisters into thy hand.
只有你自己向我们显明的时候，
Only when you appear to us,
我们人才会降服下来。
Then we may surrender ourselves before you.
我们愿意把我们的主权交在你的手中。
We are willing to surrender our sovereignty into thy hands.
求你来管理我们一生。
May you control our lives.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢牧师。